Hi, my little sissy girls. It's your naughty phone girl here. I know you are so excited about this, and so am I. Your first cock-sucking lesson. Now, before we get started, there's a few things that I want you to grab. I want you to grab a glass of water, a dildo, and some nice, fun-tasting lubricant if you have it. But most important is the water and the dildo. Now, when you get those things, I want you to get in a comfortable seated position or on your knees. And I want to make sure that you are dressed really cute. I want you to really feel this. So, if you have a pair of cute panties and a bra, I want you to take the time to put those on for me, okay? Because I want you to feel very sexy while you do this. I want you to feel very girly while you do this. And those things are going to help you feel so girly and so feminine and so submissive. And that's how your mistress wants you when you're getting ready to suck cock for her. I want you very submissive and very girly feeling. Now, once you have on your panties and your little outfit, I want you to relax. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and relax your entire body. Because you don't want to be tensed for this. You want to be as relaxed as possible, even if you're a little nervous about your first time. And I want you to pick up your dildo. And I want you to just rub it across your lips. Get to know the texture of his skin. As you slide it across your lips and across your face. That's it. Rub it against your cheek. That's it. Feels so good, doesn't it? Feel how that masculine hardness compares to your soft, feminine cheek. You to just smell it. Run your nose up and down the entire cock and get used to that nice, musky, manly smell. Doesn't it smell good? And don't you like the way those manly scents mingle with your feminine scent? Run your nose all the way down to his balls and right up under those ball sacks and just breathe them in, girls. Oh gosh, doesn't it just turn you on to smell that? Doesn't it just make your little clit tingle at the smell of that ripe, manly smell? I know it makes me tingle. Now, once you get done with that, just start off with a kiss. Just kiss the head. I mean, that's simple enough, right? A nice, wet kiss. You should see the head of his cock shining a little bit from that kiss when you do it. It should have a little bit of glistening because your lips and your kiss should be that wet. A nice, wet, juicy kiss. Mwah. That's it. See? That's not so hard. And you wouldn't believe how amazing that feels. That simple, wet kiss on his cock. That's right. Do it again on the other side of that head. Yeah. And the more you kiss, the more you get used to the taste and that texture on your tongue. That's it. Just start to kiss up and down. His entire cock getting it wet. Stick out your tongue a little bit. Lift up his cock and kiss his balls. That's right. That's right. Oh yeah, stick out your tongue and just flick it across the underside of his balls. Lick him right there. And just start French kissing that ball sack. Yeah. And then start to lick all the way up to the top of his cock. Do you feel that? Do you feel how hard you got him just now? Never underestimate the power of a simple kiss. Now, I want you to focus on the head of his cock, and I want you to open your mouth. Stick out your tongue and wrap your lips around the head. Just the head. Get to know that head. Love on it with your tongue. Tease it with your tongue. Swirl your tongue right around the tip and flick it across that little hole. Did you taste something salty? That would be pre-cum. Isn't it delicious? Now, I want you to just swirl your tongue around the head and start to take more of them into your mouth. Just work that knob. It gets the best lollipop you've had in a long time. That's it. Just keep doing it. Taking more of them and going deeper. And then I want you to relax your body, and I want you to push your mouth all the way down on his cock, as deep as you can get it comfortably. If you're not ready for it, don't try to deep throat yet, because we can always talk about that later. But just relax and let your mouth sink all the way down on his cock. And don't be surprised, boys, if he moans when you do this, because it feels so good. That's right. Get it as far as you can go. And right when you feel like you might be ready to gag a little bit, just ease off of it. But don't let go of that cock. I want you to start working it. I want you to start moving your lips up and down. That's it. And while you're doing that, make sure your body stays relaxed. And pay attention to how your body's starting to feel. You're starting to feel that warm sensation in the pit of your stomach. You're starting to feel those butterflies. Those tingles. Oh, yes. You're starting to feel your pussy aching. It's amazing how your mouth and pussy are so far away from each other, yet they're deeply connected. And the more you feed your mouth his cock, the more your pussy is aching to feel it inside it. Now just keep working it. Don't be afraid to drool. I want you to drool. I want your spit running down his cock. I want his cock shining. I want it dripping. You want it dripping. Because the more wet it is, the better it feels. And the easier it is when you're gonna finally fuck that cock for me. But that's another story. Now, I want you to take your mouth off of his cock and I want you to look at it. You did that. You see how it stands so strong and proud? You see how hard and ready he is for you? Big difference from that little sissy clit between your legs, isn't it? Almost makes you want to blush, doesn't it? Almost makes you feel like a slut. Oh wait, it does make you feel like a slut. But we're not done yet. I want you to grab the base of it with your hand, and I want you to start stroking him and sucking him at the same time. That's right. Stroke the base with your hand and stroke the tip with your mouth and work it. I want you to work it good now, girls, because I want it to sound like you are fucking him. That's the sounds I want to hear. I want to hear you slurping and gurgling and pounding that cock with your mouth. That's it. Just sound a little something like this. Don't afraid to be loud. You want to be loud. You want everybody to know just what a cock-hungry little slut you are. So I want to hear you slurping and gurgling. I want to hear you be greedy. I want to see his cock dripping. That's what I want to see. And if you're doing it right, you're going to hear all of that and you're going to see it. I want you to take his balls while you are going up and down and bobbing, and I want you to massage them, and I want you to feel how ready he's getting for you. I want you to feel how heavy they're getting, because he's almost ready to burst, and you can taste that pre-cum flowing out of his cock like honey, and you just can't get enough, can you? I want you to get ready for this, because you're going to know when he's ready to come. Because he's going to grab your head and he is going to start to thrust. He's going to start to thrust his cock in and out of your mouth really fast and hard. And you're going to need to be able to take it, girls. This is the part where you relaxing and your breathing is going to be very, very important. Because he's not going to hold back. He is going to fuck your mouth and he is going to fuck it fast and hard, and I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready for it. Now, when he starts to do that, just make sure you breathe in and out of your nose. That's right. Make sure your body's relaxed and make sure you're braced. And you make sure you are there for him. And as he starts to pump your mouth like that, I want you to grab his legs and take it for me. That's right, I want you guzzling. And finally, when he's ready and he's about to burst, you're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel his cock pulsating inside your mouth, and I want you to swallow it. Swallow as much as you can, but if you can and it starts leaking out the sides of your mouth, that's okay. Just let it go. Let him come. And you have your reward. It's going to be so good. And there you are, girls. Your first cock-sucking lesson. Now remember that drink of water that I told you needed at the beginning? I want you to take a sip of it. Especially if you're getting ready to move on to your next one. Make sure you stay well hydrated. And make sure you call me if you have any questions, okay? I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye for now.